In the second reading today, we hear St. John say, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and His love is brought to perfection in us." And then a little bit later, "God is love." You see, at the very core and heart of who we are, who we are called to be, who we were made to be, is love. That we were called because we were made in God's image and likeness, because we were made to become like Christ as Christians, we are then called to pour out our lives in love for others. And it's only when we finally give ourselves away that we will find ourselves fully realized, fulfilled, as God made us to be. And this is important. You know, when we look at the way that we reach out to others, we reach out in love to others not because it's a good social work thing to do. Not that there's anything wrong with social work, but we do this not because we're trying to just make ourselves feel good by reaching out or anything like that, but rather, at the very core and heart of who we are, we have to. As Christians, we need to give ourselves away, to be generous to others. And it is only when we do that that we will become who we're called to be. So, because you see, a lot of times we think that, "Oh, well, I'm going to help someone else, and that makes me feel good." Well, yes, it's good that it makes us feel good, but it makes us feel good because we're called to reach out beyond ourselves. To put it another way, as Cardinal George of happy memory put it, he said to a group of donors who had gathered to raise money for charities, he said, "The poor need you to pull them out of poverty." And he said, "And you need the poor to keep you out of hell." You see, it's a mutual relationship. But our giving, our serving others, is good for them on a limited basis. But it's necessary for us on an eternal basis. We need to be generous in order for us to see the face of God, because God is generosity itself. We need to give ourselves away so that we can see what it is that is at the very heart of God, so that we can become like God. Not the way that Adam and Eve were scratching and clawing and trying to become like God, but rather as God made us to be in His image and likeness, to be like Him. You see, Christ came not to be served, but to serve. And so we have to serve. We have to be generous. We have to give ourselves away if we are to become who we are to be, if we are to love and understand and know God's love. We have to give beyond ourselves. Beloved, if God loved us, we also must love one another. We do these things because God says, "When you did this for the least of my brothers or sisters, you did this for me." We'll have an opportunity a little bit later today, as we hear our Catholic Charities speaker speak about this, for us to be able to see, how can I pour myself out? How can I give myself away for the glory of God, for the building up of others? In the meantime, let us ponder and see how it is that we may be cling to ourselves and hold fast to our own will. The more we cling to it, the more it will slip through our fingers. May we truly be people of generosity so that we may live the fullness of God's love.